Now, did you ever raise sheep here?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
A lot of the neighbors did.
Shared them for?
Yeah, they shared them for wool. Still do it.
Yeah. Well, I've seen some right here, but not too many.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you kept your horses, of course.
Yeah, we had special stalls, you know, for the horses.
Yeah. Did you ever break them?
My brother was pretty good at it, Cooney. Yeah, he still is pretty much a cowboy. I guess you could say they would be half broken, we'd get them. And we'd go out in the woods and ride and ride and finally finish breaking them just from continuous riding, you know.
Yeah.
And usually the men that worked in the field would break them for pulling. Draft.
Right.
But what? Just what we'd call them, I guess you'd call them today, a kid pony. We had each one of those, you know. We'd run out in the field. Sometimes they'd call us water boys. During the harvest season, when we were about his size there, we'd get on a horse with a water jug and we'd just go from wagon to wagon. They'd be pitching the rice or whatever in the wagon. And there'd be others at the thresher. They would be throwing the rice into the thresher and some would be sacking the seed. We'd go around with our jug of water. We'd give everybody a drink of water.
When you cut rice, you pile it into, well, you tie it into?
Yeah, sheets. Well, you're talking about long time ago, yeah. It was a binder. It was binded into bundles about this big. It would just cut it and bind it into bundles, and it would fall on the ground. And then some men would go behind and they'd, I believe they'd call them shuckers. And they'd stack it up with all the heads up in the air so it wouldn't rock. They had a certain way to stack it to where it wouldn't come undone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they let it dry for 2 or 3 weeks. I forget exactly what it was. I was a small kid when this was going on. And once it was dry and ready to thrash, that's when you'd come back for the harvest with another gang of men. It would be a wagon, and some people out there would have pitchfork, and he'd pitch it out to the wagon as the wagon would go by, you know?
Yes, sir.
Then the wagon would drive it on back to the thrasher, and he'd pitch it into the thrashing machine. And there were some other men, my goodness, it would take, I guess, about maybe 12 men to do the work of what 2 men do today. There were some other men there at the thrasher that would sack it up and sew it, and some of them would drag sackers. They'd drag the sacks away because you couldn't let them just pile up right in your face. They'd drag them off and they'd stack them or put them on a truck. There's another gang on the truck that would either haul it to the warehouse or haul it to town for the mill.
Now, when you broke ground with a turning plow, did you ever use any other types, or what would you use to break the ground up real fine with? Anything?
Well, we had discs and harrows then, just like you have today, but they were just on a much smaller scale than you have today.
Now, your father, when he shaved, did he use a straight razor, right?
Yeah, when I was a kid, he used a straight. When I was real small, he used a straight razor, but as I grew old, I can remember him having a safety razor then. But
okay, he had a leather.
Yeah, a leather strap.
Strap to wrap that thing on?
Not only to wrap that thing on. He'd wrap us with it too.
Give you a what?
He'd give us a wrapping. Yeah.
Good wrapping.
You want to go play with Christy Prather?
No, son. Christy Prather asked
for Sally. All right, go talk to her, Sally.
Did you learn to go in the water a lot when you were younger? What would y'all have to you do fishing much?
Yeah, we'd fish. We'd, they'd get a gang of men sometimes. They'd go seining. They'd go to the bayou with a seine, you know, in pots and rice, and they'd seine the bayou and catch fish and clean it and cook right in there. We'd go fishing. We'd go swimming at the bayou.
Have you got, as to the water you have around here, where, any on your land?
What, bayous?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a bayou on my land.
What's the name of that?
Bayou Mallette.